Today marks 10 years since South Hadley High School freshman Phoebe Prince died by suicide after enduring months of relentless taunting and severe bullying. The news made national and international headlines. WBUR's Carrie Young this morning takes a look back at how this tragedy became a catalyst for change.
Phoebe Prince's former Latin teacher, Deb Caldieri, says she still mourns the loss of her student. Caldieri was close to Prince and describes herself as a mentor. When the school year started in September of 2009, she says Prince was bright and bubbly.
Phoebe, the very first day, came bouncing into my classroom and said, "So when are we going to learn Latin?"
But by November, Caldieri realized that Prince had been facing severe bullying by her classmates.
And I started noticing her light going out.
Caldieri reported the issue as soon as she found out, but she says school administrators didn't appear to take serious action. Prince's mom, Ann O'Brien, also flagged what was happening to her daughter. Here's how she described the experience to CNN in 2011.
It was very painful because you realize as a parent that no matter what I did, no matter how many times I called the school, no matter how many people I might have spoken to there, that she didn't stand a chance there.
Current and former South Hadley School District officials declined to comment directly about Ann O'Brien's accusations for this story. In a written statement, Interim Superintendent Diana Bonneville says the district has been working diligently to work past this tragedy. She added the district, quote, stresses a climate of respect, kindness, and acceptance, and they've introduced restorative practices to their bullying response. Current South Hadley High School student, 17-year-old Maxime Ferdman Hayden, says today he doesn't see extreme bullying among his classmates.
There's a lot of fighting, I think, with less mature, younger kids. Mostly no repeated offense. There isn't, like, kids that are, like, bullied more. It's, like, a lot more healthy.
The district didn't allow me on campus to speak with students for this story. So I met up with Ferdman Hayden on his walk home from school. He says there are anti-bullying posters all over campus, and the school holds regular assemblies about how to prevent and report bullying. Other students who did not go on the record say they have been bullied at the high school, but they told me once they reported it, the problem stopped. But it was more than just local school policy that changed after news of Phoebe Prince's death made headlines. Elizabeth Englander is the director of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center at Bridgewater State University.
That really created a watershed moment.
And it wasn't just Phoebe's death that captured national headlines. Just 9 months before, 11-year-old Carl Walker Hoover from Springfield also died by suicide after being bullied in school.
The cumulative effect of these two suicides really woke people up to the seriousness of this issue.
This new attitude was demonstrated when the six students who bullied Phoebe Prince were charged with criminal offenses, an unusually sharp response at the time. And Massachusetts legislators took things one step further by passing an anti-bullying bill. While Massachusetts was one of the last states to enact an anti-school bullying law, Englander says this policy was one of the most progressive. It banned bullying on school grounds, and it required annual training for students and staff, among other things.
It really was at the forefront of the nation at that time.
In 2014, lawmakers added a data collection requirement to the regulations. Since then, figures show that substantiated individual reports of bullying have dropped by 14% to 1,935. But critics question the accuracy of these numbers, arguing the state isn't doing enough to ensure that schools are tracking and reporting bullying. Still, experts like Elizabeth Englander argue policies like this have increased awareness and education about the issue, which, for her, is a step in the right direction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.